He's back like a bad rash. Legendary broadcaster, Drew Marshall.
All right, folks, you're hearing them now, and they're just setting up for a little mini gig here on the Drew Marshall Show, Sultans of String. I love this stuff. Thank you. live on the Drew Marshall Show, an hour devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, the Sultans of String, sultansofstring.com. That's who you've been listening to on the old CD there, by golly. Juno Award nominees, ISC and two-time CFMA winners, Sultans of String have just released their high-octane roots world symphonic mashup. Do you guys take medication? Because that is just an awful lot of stuff to have in one personality. Seriously. So good to have you again here, Chris.
It's a real honor to be back.
I remember the first time you were here, I thought, how are we going to do this? How's it going to sound? And I brag about that day to many people. It was probably one of my favorite musical moments. I'm serious. I know, you know, we're supposed to say all this kind of stuff on air, but in 10 years. So, yeah. Really, wow. Really enjoyed it.
Thanks.
So I'm glad you're back. This gentleman who stands beside you is a musician unto his own. Kind of a big deal. Can you explain him to our listeners, please?
Well, first of all, he has 8 arms. His name is Kevin La Liberté, and when I met him about 10 years ago, he was just coming off the road playing around the world with artists such as Jesse Cook. And I heard him warming up. He was playing this rumba flamenca rhythm, which you heard in that last piece you just played there. And I said, that's amazing. That's an amazing sound. What is that? And he said, that's rumba flamenca.
Say it again. You're using a little
rumba flamenca.
Okay.
Rumba flamenca. It's a great sound. You know, it's that Gypsy Kings, Jesse Cook type rhythm. And it makes everything sound better. And I said, we got to make some music together. So we found this club in North.
Is that a line you use often?
Yeah. Hey, baby, come back to my
band. We got to make some music together.
One of the things I love most about Kevin's playing is, I mean, he's technically amazing, but he's so imaginative. And we can go anywhere. Like, I can go anywhere with the violin, and he's going to follow me on the guitar, or he'll make stuff up on the guitar. I can follow him on the violin. We've got a great synergy going, and it's such a treat. Now, Kevin is, of course, as you mentioned, an artist unto his own right. He's got his own Kevin La Liberté band, and just released his 4th album with his own project called One. The CD's called One. And
how many do they have for sale? 2.
Yeah, or maybe it should be the Spanish version, Juan.
Juan. I like it. I remember the first time I saw you, Kevin, was at the Orangeville Jazz and Blues Festival, and I saw you on stage. You were, I don't know, backing somebody, some gorgeous female who could sing like crazy.
Probably Amanda Martinez.
Sounds good. I have no idea who it was, but I remember walking away going, who's that dude? Yes, back at you. It's just a big love fest.
More than the gal?
Yeah, I don't remember her name. I remember Kevin. All right, you guys have an enormous amount of equipment in here, so let's just jump right into the first live tune here in the Drew Marshall. Do you mind? And then we'll chat.
No,
we'll catch up a little bit.
We love to play. This is what
the
whole day is just the build up to being able to play a song here and
excellent.
There.
Yeah, excellent. All right, what are you going to do?
Well, it's a song that actually we're going to be playing live with a full symphony orchestra on December 1st at Kerner Hall. This is a song called The Road to Kafir Mishki. And when we released our symphony album, the one you just played from, that was one of my favorite tunes to have arranged because we could make it really huge and glorious. But we're going to do the duo version for you right here in the studio. And it's a tune inspired by a trip I took with my father. My last name would have been pronounced Mahul in Kafir Mishki, Lebanon, where my grandparents on my father's side came from. And so a few years ago, I grabbed my elderly father, who just turned 80, and we ran off to Lebanon and found the long and winding road to Kafir Mishki, this tiny little village right in the middle of the country. And we basically started walking around looking for people that looked like my dad. I'm serious. It was like, he looks like you. He looks like you. And about 5 minutes in, we found my father's closest living cousin.
Come on.
That we never knew before, who made us a great Arabic feast. It was really fun, him and his wife. And then a little bit after that, we found the actual stone house where my grandfather grew up.
That's phenomenal.
And it was standing there. It looked like it had been just standing there for 100 years old. We tried to actually, we almost broke in. I was pulling on the window coverings, and And then I thought, well, I don't want to get thrown in some Lebanese jail or something.
Not a good place to go.
So, but anyway, apparently it sat there for almost 100 years, and then someone just broke in and changed the lock. So I don't think we own it anymore, but it's still there.
Okay.
And it inspired this song.
Fantastic.
The Road to Kafirmishki.
Folks, live on The Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Sultans of String. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Normally I can come back with a nice little something-something. I got nothing. Guys, I'm just so stoked with that. I know that you're just used to receiving praise and accolades and awards and blah, 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 blah. But do you have any idea really what you got going here? Like, this is just – and it's just two of you. What was missing from that song? Like, when you do this at the full gig on December 1st.
Well, we're going to have...
Okay, aside from the symphony.
Yeah, aside from the 60 other players on stage
yeah,
with us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a funny thing, but this really works as a duo. And then, like, I keep on saying, I've got like, a whole bunch of, like, the next five albums in my head planned, all the things I want to do.
Really?
One of the things I want to do is just a duo album, just me and Kevin, because we can make so much racket, just the two of us. And live is kind of fun because it's a little bit of a freak show. Like, let's see how
yep.
much noise we can make, just two guys.
Yeah.
But on December 1st, when we play at Kerner Hall, we're going to have Drew Burston, who is like a world-class bass player. We've got another phenomenal guitar player.
Is he bald?
He shaved his head.
Well, that's what I mean. Close yeah. enough, whatever.
Yeah. Husband of Amanda Martinez.
Right, okay. Yeah,
yeah. Another, yeah. yeah. And we've got Eddie Payton. And another amazing guitar player who actually lives here in Oakville. Do you know him?
No.
He plays at...
I don't know rich people.
Julie's or Julia's or one of those places here in Oakville every
right.
weekend. And we have a world-class percussionist playing Cuban-style percussion. So, you know...
Is his name Ricardo?
Montalban? No, no.
Fine Corinthian leather. Sorry.
You know what? Like, the percussionist is always the sexiest guy in the band.
I know. I hate
I know.
Them.
They
I
wear
hate
the
them.
Tight pants.
I hate them.
The coiffed hair.
Yep.
Like, every hair is in place. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, jerks.
Where they find the
time. All of them.
I know. I hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? And a conductor.
You can't
to
stop
hold it
on
all together.
Hair.
Yeah, you can't stop there.
Okay, I want to tell people more about this. Again, this is Sultans of String Symphony. It's a CD release live with Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. at Kerner Hall. Hey, don't you know? Which, by the way, is 273 Bloor Street West in Toronto. A great performance building. For more information, you want to call 416-408-0208. I don't know why people do that on radio. Not like people are sitting around with a pen as I'm about to announce the phone number. Just go to the sultansofstring.com, and that'll give you all the information you
yeah.
need. Right?
There's also a really cool contest we're running.
Would you please tell us about this contest you're
well,
running?
Well, yeah. All you have to do is go to sultansofstring.com, and it links to our Facebook page, mm-hmm. or you can go to Facebook and type in Sultans of String. And it's this contest we're running. It's like a sweepstakes. And all you have to do is hit enter. It's like the easiest thing in the world.
Wait, no, wait, what do you have to do?
Hit enter. There isn't even
wait,
a skill
wait.
Testing question.
What do you have to do?
Hit enter.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And then you get in a draw for amazing prizes. There's two tickets to our Kerner Hall show on December 1st. There's two nights at the glamorous Intercontinental Hotel right across the street. I know, it's crazy.
Hold on. Is this near Yorkville?
Yeah.
That Intercontinental?
That one, yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm
crazy.
So entering this thing.
I know. All
that's
of you.
That's one of my
of
favorite places in Toronto.
Yeah, it's astounding. And we've got over 80 artist CDs. You can win basically an entire CD collection of the best world folk and jazz music in Canada. There's a gift certificate to Long McQuaid. There's box sets. All kinds of crazy stuff.
You know what? My family business is in Richmond Hill, Marshall Funeral Home. I'd be happy to throw in a 2-for-1 coupon.
We'll do that for this. maybe we'll do that for the after the holidays sweepstakes.
Okay, so again, sultansofstring.com.
It's Day of the Dead today, isn't it?
It's what?
Day of the Dead?
Really? Yeah, want to bring that up? Yeah. No, that was yesterday.
No, you're right. Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Okay, well.
Don't tell a funeral guy when the Day of the Dead is. Don't try to mess me up. I know exactly when it is. Okay, so that is a crazy deal. Crazy deal.
I know.
So
all you have to do is hit enter.
Did you mention that? Yeah. So this is Intercontinental. That's worth it right there. Of like billions of CDs of different artists. Tickets to this big gig on December 1st starring Used Guys. I'm quite looking forward to that. All right, listen, we've rambled enough again. It's time for another ditty from the Sultans of String live here on the Drew Marshall Show. Chris, tell us about this next song.
Well,
set it up, man.
What I'd like to propose, I want to sing a song live here for you.
Okay.
But I need to find the lyrics.
Okay.
So actually, I was thinking if you want to play the Josie song, number 3 off the CD,
okay.
Your listeners will get a little bit of a sense of what we sound like with the symphony. And this
Ooh.
Is a cool song because the symphony starts off on their own in the this one, so you get to hear some really nice
Just before music. You hit play in this, I got to tell you, last night, Roger Hodgson at Casinorama was one of the best concerts I've been to ever, because it was Roger Hodgson, because it's the Supertramp stuff, because it was the soundtrack of my life.
Yeah.
but also because he had this ridiculous symphony on stage with him.
Oh, beautiful.
Like 60 pieces sitting up there doing crazy things, and it was just brilliant. So when you can blend a symphony in and then add in, I don't know, something like Sultans of String, wow. Folks, have a listen.
This is a song that goes out to a woman we met named Josie. I'm on the board of directors of an organization called ArtsCan Circle. We send teams of artists up to high northern communities to do volunteer workshops with the kids and
Good.
Get them to tell their own stories, sing their own songs. We bring up bags of harmonicas and ukuleles with us, and we leave them there. And
with Mike
Stevens. Have you had him on the show?
What a freak!
Yeah. So he's
Mr. Hernia.
Yeah, Mr. Hernia. That's right. The first time I went up there was with Mike, and he's amazing with the kids. And so Josie is a woman from the community that they brought in to teach the kids in the school some of the traditional ways, how to fish and hunt and set up tents in the middle of the night, all that kind of stuff. She was telling me how she would do that with her students each spring as it began to thaw. I thought that was pretty amazing until the last day I was there when I learned that Josie was completely blind. And I'd had no clue all week, so she really blew me away, and we wrote her this song.
That was worth the setup.
Yeah.
Seriously, that was good. I'm glad you stopped us for that. Folks, on the Drew Marshall Show, the Sultans of String.
Thank you.
Well, folks, if you are not moved by that, you're dead. You're listening to the Sultans of String. Can you quote me? Can I have that on the back, an endorsement? Drew Marshall. If you're not moved by this, you're dead.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah. Again, the website is quite simply sultansofstring.com, and we're in the studio with Chris McCool and Kevin Laliberté. Where are you from, Kevin?
The exotic French-Canadian settlement of Stratford, Ontario.
Do you know Rick Francis?
I don't.
Rick Francis is a session guy. CBC has hired him many, many times. He's from Stratford, still lives there.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy in the producing side of things, but just a freak on the Taylors.
Huh.
But he's in a different style of guitar.
Right.
Yeah. When you were 16, what were you listening to?
16.
Yeah.
Probably would have been The Who, The Doors, Rolling Stones.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Beatles? Which one?
Well, it's... I don't know. I must be a freak or something.
No, I'm on the same page. I never hugely got into them either.
I'm appreciating them more and more, like, you know, every year that goes by. Like, man,
those British guys are pretty okay.
They knew what they were doing. But at the time, I think I was more into like the bombast of like people smashing guitars on stage and stuff like that. So,
so have you been Mr. Spanish Guitar forever?
No. I started out playing, you know, cheesy rock bands in high school,
right.
And then kind of got into the jazz thing, and then through jazz, sort of, you know, a little door opened into world music, and that's where. I sort of got interested in flamenco, and then that, you know, I was probably like 95 or something, and then the sort of fascination with world music continued from there.
Right. World music brings to mind, with some people, Yanni, John Tesh. I have CDs from both of them, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll take your stuff any day over those guys.
Oh. Thanks.
Yeah, Sultans of String and even just your individual stuff, Kevin, any day. I think there's just it just seems to be overdone, that other stuff. It seems to be a little too American, rah-rah, sensational, overproduced Monday Night Football.
Hmm.
Know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know if you might
I'm not
get that.
Hugely familiar with their music, to be honest. Like,
right.
So
when people hear world music, I mean, how do you define that? Is it just a blend of music from other parts of the world? Is that what it is?
Well, it depends on how much of a smart aleck I'm feeling on that particular day. Because
right.
Really, world music is music from this particular planet, right? It's
exactly.
All world music.
Exactly.
Depending on where you're listening from, you know. But I guess in the North American context, it's music from other places in the world that we've sort of brought here. And at least the way we do it is we kind of...
appropriate it.
Yeah. In a hopefully respectful sort of way, we kind of bring it into this kind of mishmash of things that we already have and borrow from those traditions.
Just before we move on to the next live performance here, you got to tell our listeners, because I keep forgetting it's radio, I'm staring at this ridiculously sleek Star Trek guitar that you have in your hands.
Made with a 3D printer.
Yeah, that's what it could. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
This is a carbon fiber nylon string guitar.
So you play hockey with it too?
You probably could. You could paddle a canoe with it. You can do all kinds of things. The company that makes these, there's a picture on their website of a dude underwater with scuba outfit at the North Pole playing one of these things. Like, it's
hilarious.
Wow.
You know, I wouldn't recommend it.
No.
You know.
No. So it's designed and looks this way on purpose?
Yeah. I think, well, the company builds travel guitars. And they, so what they, you know, they got out their computer simulations and all that kind of stuff. And they redesigned the body shape to give you the same resonating surface area. Are we getting too deep into the physics here?
No,
I don't know. And but with a smaller, you know, smaller box sort of dimension to it. So
it's a guitar made by Timex.
Plus it looks really cool.
It does look cool.
It's
but it takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Well, we'll see. Well, so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've dropped it a couple of times and hasn't wrecked it yet.
But that segues nicely into, have you two ever fought?
No, I don't think so.
Because you're both pretty creative.
Not in a fisticuff sort of way, no.
No, but...
Because we're small guys, like, it just wouldn't...
No, but you know, egos can get in get weird in the world of creatives.
Egos, really?
Egos.
I've never heard of...
Right.
You know, the thing is, Kevin and the rest of the guys are just so professional that they don't... If they start getting mad about something, they don't yell or anything. They just get really quiet.
Right, passive aggressive.
Yeah. They just bottle it up inside and have it come out in inappropriate ways later to the wrong people.
Yes. You've just described the entire music industry. Well done. Well done. Okay, what's this next song we're doing here, guys?
Well, this is a song that I wrote for a woman that really knocked my socks off a few years ago. And so I took her for a long walk by Lake Ontario.
Off a short pier?
Off just close to here. You know where that mansion is? And they have weddings there sometimes. And I forget what it's called.
It's called the Keg.
And as we were getting back to the car, I said, did you notice I just ignored that?
He does.
I don't even know what to do with that. I said, just a minute. And she sat down, and I ran back to the car. She couldn't see what I was doing. And I opened up the trunk, and I had my tux hidden inside. And I put that on, and I had the guitar and the bottle of champagne in the trunk as well. And I strapped it on and went back down to the water's edge, and I got down on one knee, and I sang her this song.
Wow. Dude, you are a professional setting up songs guy. This is fantastic. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show. The Sultans.
I took a course in it.
The Sultans of String.
Ever since I felt your hand pulled so gently into mine, and the beauty of your soul sent a shiver down my spine, I have wondered as I blundered, and my hungry heart has thundered, will you carry me, this scary me, this hairy me, contrary me? Tell me, could you, should you, would you, will you marry me? I have seen you play with street kids in Peru and in Belize, floating out to Baffin Island, your eyes tearing in the breeze, while my heart sailed away, flailed away. Sometimes it should be jailed away for feeling so, reeling so, revealing on my kneeling so. Tell me, could you, should you, would you, will you marry me? Your head, I'll know you agree. We are the perfect use for both armies. And if you shake your head, I'll understand and become a Buddhist in the south of France. Our first dance will be a salsa in your Betsy Johnson dress. Tell me what I need to learn to turn your yearning to a yes. For me to rock you, unlock you, AM radio, shock jock you, help you reach your goals, free your soul. Our two lives could make us whole. Tell me, could you, should you, would you, will you marry? Tell me, could you, should you? Tell me, could you, should you, would you? Will you marry?
The answer is simply yes.
It was yes.
Yay. Oh, man. that was a little tingly.
I had to sing that one here because it's got that AM radio shock jockey line in there.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was perfect for the occasion.
Very well done. Yeah, yeah. Very well done.
I was thinking of you when I...
Can I... when you sang it. Can I suggest something here? That this music, these CDs, are like the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. You feed him a good meal, and he's just, you know, he's putty. But to a woman's heart, it's the sultans of string, man.
Why do you think any guy picks up the guitar? You think it's because he wants to make the dozens of dollars available
the
in folk music?
The dozens of dollars. Oh, man. No, this is just smooth. Oh, do we have a comment here from the guitar?
No. I got nothing.
Okay. From the Axeman?
I'm keeping it.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeping it quiet.
Okay, can we do another song? I just want to be greedy.
I would love to do another song. Can we do one off the record?
Please.
There's a song. Maybe you don't want to necessarily play all of it because it's like 6 minutes and 42 seconds.
No,
long.
We're not doing that.
But we met Patty Maloney from the Chieftains. We got to open for them in their big anniversary tour. And then the craziest thing happened. They invited us to play with them on stage in the last song. It was like such a treat. And we also, okay, so we're thinking, okay, we got this connection with Patty Maloney and the Chieftains. So we actually had him come in. Actually, he didn't come into our studio. We did it the modern recording method. We emailed him an MP3 while he was in Ireland, and he recorded Penny Whistle and Elan Pipes on it, and he emailed it back, and we dropped it in the track. And it's a song about Sable Island. Do you know about Sable Island?
I don't know much about it, no.
Sable Island is a sandbar of an island. It shouldn't even exist, but it does. A couple hundred kilometers off the east coast of Nova Scotia. And for hundreds of years, ships have been crashing into Sable Island. They call it, and you're going the right place there, horses.
It's the place for the horses.
Yeah, the wild horses run free.
I know this place.
It's impossible, improbable. I'm not even sure it really exists, but they say it does. And so we wrote a song about it.
Fantastic. Have a listen, folks. The Sultans of String. And for all intents and purposes, the Chieftains. So hard to fade this track down. Folks, you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, and we are in the middle of our Live on TDMS segment, an hour devoted solely to the art of music. This week's live recording artist, the Sultans of String. Sultansofstring.com. That's who you're listening to. We're going to take a short break and come back with one more live performance from Du Bois. Chris McCool, Kevin LaLiberté here in studio. One more live performance, and then we're at a racetrack. Stay with us.
Straight up, honest, direct, and down to earth. These are qualities we look for in the professionals who help us navigate our lives. If you're selling a home, you need a professional to guide you through the negotiation process and help you stay on track. If you're buying a home, you need a professional who understands that listening to your needs is key to guiding you to the right home. Straight up, honest, direct, and down to earth. This is Shujana Porter. Call Shujana at 647-401-7085. That's 647-401-7085. Shujana Porter, guiding you home.
It's easy to do more with Save-On Energy.
Here's a tip on one of the best ways to manage your energy use. Call 1-855-337-PLUS and sign up for PeakSaver Plus. It makes small adjustments to your energy use on some of the hottest weekdays of the summer. You'll also get a free energy display so you can better manage your energy use at home. Call us at 1-855-337-PLUS or visit saveonenergy.ca/plus to learn about program terms and conditions. Funded by the Ontario Power Authority and offered by your local electric utility.
Okay, it's time. That's right. This time is time to take the time to get somebody else to take the time to find the car you needed last time. Remember last time? Yeah, that was the time when you took a whole bunch of time, wasted your time trying to find the car that you didn't have time to find. So, do yourself a favor, will ya? This time, save some time and get somebody to spend some time finding the car you wanted last time when you didn't have the time.
This time, call Trinity Auto Brokers and Peter Canal will take the time to find the right vehicle with the right options for the best price. Bottom line, it's time. Call Peter Canal on 647-205-3113 or go to trinitybrokers.ca.
Full of wit and not afraid to ask the tough questions. The Drew Marshall Show, right here on Joy 1250, hometown Christian radio for the GTA.
I don't know if you realize this, folks, but the Salt of the Strings are here in studio performing live. This is them.
Thank you.
done, guys. That's fantastic stuff. Totally great to have y'all here. Sultans of String live on the Drew Marshall Show. By the way, if you dug this, then I don't know. I think we should do a little Facebook competition of our own. I mean, no, what is it? Sweepstakes. The Drew Marshall Show Sultans of String Sweepstakes. If you go to Facebook right now, and go to, well, it's the Drew Marshall Show. Facebook is what you type in, the Drew Marshall Show. You'll see us there. You'll see my picture talking to a microphone like I'm doing right now, just to make sure you're in the right place. We have a party pack of the Sultans of String. So we've got, by the way, I have these first two, I have played so many times. So many times. These two and multiple bottles of wine. That's been my life. Sultans of String, this one was called Lima. Is that right? Did I get it right? Luna. Sorry, Luna. Yeah, I'm looking at it wrong.
Lima bean.
Yalla Yalla, which I think might be my favorite. But that's only because I haven't heard these last two. And one called Move, which I've actually heard from other people. They think that one's your best. And then, of course, your most recent.
Who are these other people?
Just my mom. Sultans of String Symphony. These are four CDs. Four CDs. And we are giving them away on the Drew Marshall Show. What can we do to make this a sweepstake? No. Oh, I forgot to read all those. We had a whole bunch of suck-up comments on our Facebook. Why do you love the Drew Marshall Show on Facebook? And they got free Argo tickets.
Oh, nice.
So this time...
Because you're spunky.
This time I... Spunky? Spunky. What was that thing you said when we first came in? Kevin, you remember from the Flintstones?
Rip Snorton. That's it.
Actually, I think we should do that. If you could say something nice about Tim the Tool on the Facebook page, because he doesn't hear it enough here on the show.
My ego needs this.
Write something nice about Tim the Tool on the Facebook page, and we will draw names from a hat and then send this to you. Okay? Sultans of String Party Pack.
Pleasure Pack.
No, we're not. The complete collection from 2007 to 2013. You guys are all weirdos. You're all weirdos. Romantic Evenings. By the way, this is a good precursor for February 14th. Just want to throw that out there. Okay, just before we say goodbye, fiddle or violin? We've had this discussion before. It's endless. Let's finish it now. Fiddle or violin?
What's the difference? $50 an hour.
That's good.
Hey. And it tucks.
I have this video. I'll show you later. But I was standing outside one of the largest cathedrals in Europe. And this gorgeous girl in this flowing sort of, you know, gown was playing her violin. And she had a little classical backdrop to it. And I was mesmerized. Mm. I mean, if she was ugly, maybe I wouldn't have been as. But it was the sounds. It was seriously the sounds that this girl was making out of this violin was just haunting, and in the setting, and just sent shivers up my spine. So, what is that you're holding?
Well, this is a weird one because this is a six-string violin. There's only a few of them in the world. It's got the four strings of a regular violin. It's got a C string from a viola, and it's got an F string, which is actually not on any other instrument except, you know, the handful of six-string violins that exist. And it's made by this luthier in the U.S. His name is Eric Aceto, and he's kind of the madman of the violin world. But the thing is, viols, the instrument that came before violins and what this sounds like on a bad day,
yes.
They used to have all kinds of numbers of strings, like 8, 9, 10 strings. It's only since that goof Stradivarius made this instrument that sounded so good. Everyone's been copying it ever since.
Right.
Fiddle or violin, you call it a fiddle when you want to buy it. It's like, hey, how much for your fiddle there? And if you're selling it, it's like, no, this is a very beautiful violin.
Yes. That's well said. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to challenge you right now. This is the Chris McCool challenge.
Oh, no, I can't do it. Do a sweepstakes.
Yes, no.
Just hit enter.
play it like a fiddle.
Like a fiddle.
Play it like a violin.
But it doesn't mean that all fiddle music is kick-ass and all classical music is...
I get it. I'm down with it. Okay. Now play world music.
Oh. Like the tune we just
play
had.
Something that sounds from another country.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
It's like Stump the Band.
Okay, hold on.
Can you just bring the whole orchestra? Just rock my world. I was in Israel for a month filming a TV special there, and the guy who scored the television show used a lot of that stuff in it. And man, it's kind of like, remember The Passion of the Christ? I don't know if you ever saw that, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Right? It's got that whole kind of, I mean, that is just emotional stuff. I don't care who you are. Bagpipes make me want to pound people. No, because I love them. I love them. I'm saying, like, I work out to the pipes. So when I'm at the gym pounding iron, I got the pipes going.
That's what makes me want to. The Scottish Army, they terrified their opponents.
That's why they were banned by the British.
Did they use skateboards?
Did they use skateboards?
There's a great video out there somewhere. Somewhere of Tim the Tool riding a skateboard, playing bagpipes, and wiping out. It's so good. Woo. We should bring that back. We should throw that up on Facebook.
Don't worry, the pipes were fine.
Yeah. And so it was the instrument you were holding. Okay, just before we say goodbye, I didn't want to do this, but this is so grade eight of me. Your turn, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Can you sound a classical with that? Shivers. Jazz. Kidding me? I don't want this to end. What do you say? Marimba, salsa?
Wow. Bossa Nova.
Bossa Nova-ish?
Sure.
Is it a Girl from Ipanema? It kind of reminds me of that, yeah. And what about, what are you known most for, your playing, your style?
Well, there's the whole Roomba thing.
Blues. This is so great. If only. Okay, last one. Arabic.
Arabic.
Rhythm. What the heck was that? How is that Arabic?
It's an Arabic rhythm.
Really?
It is. I wouldn't lie to you.
You can just play some Kashmir.
Here, Gypsy Kings, absolutely phenomenal guys, really. And so let me just round this whole off, and we'll let Chris say the final goodbye here. But while Kashmir is playing in the background, Salts of String box set, the complete collection, is going to be a giveaway on the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page. All you got to do is get on there and press enter. No, that's your thing. All you got to go on there is do is go on there and say something nice about Tim the Tool. Something nice about my moronic engineer, Tim the Tool. The concert of all concerts, Sunday, December 1st, 7 p.m., Kerner Hall. They're going to be with Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. The Sultans of String Symphony CD release live with Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra. Whew, can't say that. My lips are done. Chris, sweepstakes.
It's off our Facebook page, Sultans of String. Or you can go to sultansofstring.com to get there. And then you hit enter. And you can win two tickets to our concert at Kerner Hall on December 1st. Two-night stay at the glamorous Intercontinental Hotel.
Unbelievable.
80 artist CDs, gift certificate, Long McQuaid, MMS CD duplication, box sets galore. All you have to do is hit enter. It's going to be fun.
Do you have a VHS auto rewinder you can throw in as well?
I love it. And something to freshen up the interior of your car.
Yes. Chris, thank you so much.
It's always an honor to be here. We love the show, and we love you guys, so thank you for coexisting with us here.
We can't go out with Cashmere. Can we go out with something that you guys would just jam for 2 minutes, and then we'll shut it off? You'll see the signal, the bad signal, when the show is finished.
Emerald Swing.
Here we go, folks,
right
live.
Right into the swing part. You got it. Ready? Oh, one, two.
That's all she wrote for today, folks. Again, thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to The Drew Marshall Show, streaming live at drewmarshall.ca and live right here on Joy 1250. Join us next week, same time, same bat channel, 1 to 5 Eastern. And if you missed any of today's show, including that great interview with Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller, go to our website at the end of the week. We'll have it loaded for your listening pleasure. Little Sultans of String as we say goodbye.